Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of Matthew. From the first chapter, we'll read verses 18 through 25. In the New King James Version, the Pew Bible, we're on page 1375. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife. And did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Rodney Atkins sings the song, Watching You. Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a happy meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. Green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, then my four-year-old said a four-letter word that started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, Son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home, and I went to the barn. I bowed my head, and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Then this side of bedtime, later that night, turning on my son's Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, and spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, Son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding Mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. I'm touched by we like fixing things and holding Mama's hand. God wanted a dad for Jesus that fixed things and held Mama's hand. A just man for Jesus to watch. The Jewish culture had three phases leading to marriage. The arrangement, the families, primarily the fathers, decide their son or daughter will marry. The betrothal, the man and woman make vows to one another to be faithful. They are considered married, husband and wife, but they have not yet shared a honeymoon or a home. The wedding. The groom has prepared the home. He and his bride's grooms go to the bride's family home and get her and her bridesmaids and guests for a time of celebrating, sometime lasting for days. It was during the betrothal that Mary was found to be with child. I'm curious as to how that went down. The angel Gabriel had given Mary the news that she was favored among women and would bear the Son of God, which was conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. She was told to name him Jesus. Mary said, let it be to me. Shortly after this, Mary leaves Nazareth with haste for the hill country to a city of Judah where her older relative Elizabeth is in her 6th month expecting a baby. From Nazareth to Judah is about an 80-mile journey. Did she walk with family or as a part of a caravan making the trip? Generally walking, one covered about 20 miles a day. We aren't told, but I'm assuming that Mary had not yet told her parents or Joseph about the angel Gabriel's news. Elizabeth is next in line to know of Mary's favor by God. Her expected son, John, is filled with the Holy Spirit in her. Elizabeth and Mary rejoice in their roles as expected mothers of two sons to be used by God, one to prepare the way for the Son of God and the other as the Son of God. Mary stayed 3 months. While not specifically stated, it would seem that she stayed for the birth of Elizabeth's son. Mary returns home. Does she tell her parents first? It would seem natural for her culture, and perhaps any culture, that she would tell her mother and father. They were her faith leaders, her guides, her supporters. They loved her. Did Mary request a private conversation with Joseph? Did she tell him with her parents and maybe his parents? Did her father tell him, or did he tell Joseph's father? There's many unanswered details. I would imagine that for Mary, her emotions are very mixed. Being called by God for a role in God's story that has been made clear to you, it's inspiring, it's exciting, it's wondrous, it's humbling, and it's uncertain at the same time. There is that critical moment when you share the news with others. Do they believe you? Do they question you? God has called you? Are you sure? It can be that way anytime we serve God, but this time it's a never before and will never be again experience. Mary is found with child and says an angel told her that it has happened by the Holy Spirit and will be the Son of God. What about Joseph? What are his feelings? If he saw Mary's face, how could he miss the glow of glory? Joseph is a carpenter, a builder. Carpenters make plans, they think it through, they measure twice and cut once. They like smooth edges and squared corners. They like level surfaces and straight lines, strong foundations and sturdy finishes. Joseph, from the lineage of David, was a just man. He had an upright heart that was centered and straight with God. When it came to God's laws, he was trying his level best to abide by them. He was faithful to God, Mary, and his work. The author Matthew tells us the facts, not the feelings. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. The law in Deuteronomy 22:23-24 called for a woman found in such a way to be stoned. There was a high calling to be faithful in marriage vows, and the intent was to create strong moral families forming strong moral godly communities. Joseph was a just man seeking to obey God's laws and commandments. It also meant that he was merciful, and he sought to be merciful as he understood God to be merciful. So Joseph didn't want to bring Mary before the ruling elders. He didn't want to make her a public example to be held up for shame and ridicule among others in the community. Joseph was considering putting her away secretly. He was thinking of secretly and quietly divorcing her. Mary would remain under the protection of her father. She would be an unwed mother. Her baby would not have an earthly father. It's not always easy to find God's balance in holding to justice and mercy. A verse that I seek is Psalm 85:10. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. The joining of mercy, truth, righteousness, and peace is Jesus. Oh, to live in such a way as Jesus. Apparently, Joseph fell asleep, considering his dilemma. You may have heard if you have a big decision to make, sleep on it. Well, Joseph slept and he had a dream. A dream is defined as a series of thoughts or images or emotions occurring during sleep. My personal favorite term for dream is the guardian of sleep. Though a person is in a state of sleep, the stimuli are still present and registering on the human nervous system. So stimuli may prompt memory images or perceptions which the mind associates with the stimuli. The unconscious mind puts these things together, producing the dream. The person continues to sleep and they're not awake to consciousness. The fullness of our mental life is available in our dreams, but with a minimum of tension, effort, or movement. Some dreams in the Bible suggest that God was able to speak to individuals when they were in a more relaxed state. Joseph was thinking about what he should do about Mary. His best human option seemed to be secretly putting her away. While he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She'll bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which means Savior, for he will save his people from their sins. This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. The heavenly Father wanted an earthly father for his boy. He wanted a father with strong carpenter's hands and a merciful, loving heart to gently cradle God's son. He wanted a just man to teach him the Hebrew scripture, to teach him how to work, teach him a trade, and to protect him from the dangers of this world. He wanted a father to show him how to treat a woman. God chose a stepfather for his son. God chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary and the stepfather of Jesus. Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took to him his wife Mary, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. This was certainly not Joseph's original plan for his life. He laid aside his hurt, his sense of betrayal, disappointment, pride, doubt, confusion, and maybe even anger. I do trust that as he accepted the words of the angel and embraced Mary as his wife, that joy began to flood his soul. Joy would have come knocking on the door of his heart as he heard the angel's words that what Mary had said was true. She had conceived of the Holy Spirit, God's Son. They were to call him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. When Joseph followed the acceptance of the words with his actions and received Mary as his wife, he knew the joy of loving Mary and loving God through obedience. Joseph is the character in the Christmas story who has no lines. Mary speaks, as do the shepherds and the wise men. But maybe Joseph's line is when he called his name Jesus. Joseph may be the strong, silent type, but he follows God. His following God will lead him to make a home for Mary and her baby. Does he love the baby? I believe that he does, even before the baby is born. One way in which he shows love for the baby is to care for the baby's mother. Joseph puts aside what tongues may say. He'll not only make a home for the mother and child, he will be there for the birth. He'll be a protector and find a safe place when King Herod goes on his jealous rampage, killing babies in Bethlehem and surrounding districts. Again, Joseph would be informed with a dream to leave Bethlehem and take Mary and Joseph to Jesus to Egypt. Years later, another dream will lead Joseph to take his family home to Nazareth. It was important to God for his son to have an earthly father as well as a heavenly father. We do not know how long Joseph lived in his role as Jesus' earthly father. Scripture always refers to Joseph by name or as Mary's husband. He's last mentioned in Scripture when Jesus was 12 years old. Joseph had taken his family to the temple in Jerusalem for Passover. When they left, Jesus stayed behind. After 3 days, they found Jesus sitting in the temple in the midst of the teachers, listening and asking questions. The teachers were astonished at his understanding and answers. As usual, Scripture records no words from Joseph. Mary asked, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. Jesus said to him, Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Jesus was about his heavenly Father's business. Perhaps Joseph had sensed from the beginning, just as all fathers do, that there was only so much he could do in his calling as an earthly father. He protected and provided for Jesus. He trained his son in a trade. He made sure he had good spiritual training in the synagogue of Nazareth, and he took him to the temple in Jerusalem. Joseph taught Jesus how to care for his mother and women. I believe Joseph loved Jesus and found joy as his father. Jesus watched his earthly father and his heavenly father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you are our father. We watch your son that we may become like you. Amen.